time for Speaking Psychologically with Dr. John Braccio from the Regional Psychological Services. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm in a good mood today.
Just once, I'd like you to be kind of crabby, so I know you're human, you know?
No, I'm actually in a good mood. Guilty as charged.
I wanted to talk with you. We talk from time to time about our children. In the latest newsletter from Regional Psychological Service, you talk about how we can't protect our children forever, that we as parents need to have balance while helping our children to grow up to be effectively well-balanced human beings. What do you mean by that?
Well, Tony, in my work, a lot of times over the years, we'll run into parents, okay, trying to help their children, but have become so involved that they're really making their kids problem finders and not problem solvers. And a normal part of growing up is learning how to deal with people you don't get along with, the little disagreements that people have at different ages. And then I'm not talking about bullying and outright, horrible behavior. We can set that aside. But if we're talking about just the regular run-ins of life, like the example in the newsletter that we just sent out, it was a case of not being able to go to a movie because the tickets are sold, and the mother in the case becomes so upset, the kids are having tantrums, all upset, she's trying to buy tickets from other people there that bought them, and finally the husband intervenes and says, let's leave, and then the kids are depressed for a night and the next morning. That's just an overreaction. I mean, that's just going too far. You have to learn how to cope with the things that happen. And kids that don't often grow into complaining, fault-finding, insecure adults. So we tend not to focus that much on that, but that is a common outcome of persons that are way overprotected or parents that try to make sure that there's never any hurt or never any problem in someone's life, and that is just not reasonable.
Well, that's an easy one to solve. You just make lemonade out of lemons. The movie's sold out. Well, we weren't planning on getting ice cream. Let's get some ice cream.
Well, see, Tony, that hallelujah. I agree. That's a good point. The problem is there's just too much of this. I'm going to solve every problem. Like someone doesn't get along with someone, and they call the parent. Well, kids work things out. They're little skirmishes, little disagreements that kids have, and parents have to know when is the right time to enter, when is the right time not to. And this is much harder than it might seem. This is a very common problem in parenting. And now that we have the anti-bullying very much in high visibility and appropriately, we have to watch out though that all of a sudden parents don't begin to see, Mary looked at my daughter the wrong way, or they were arguing on the playground, and all of a sudden everything gets way pushed out of line. It's just balance. It's just being reasonable.
What do you mean by there are countless human beings who have been unintentionally damaged by loving parents who could not distinguish harmful things for their children versus common problems?
The very overprotected child. That parent was trying to solve every issue for them. Whenever they ran into a problem, they would try to solve it for them. And then as they live a life, they're not secure. They don't understand relationships. They don't understand interactions. And they fall prey often to people that take advantage of them. It's the people that have never learned how to deal with the normal problems in life. And they're kind of lost as they try to launch themselves in lives on their own, and often are dependent on a parent or whoever it might be for life. They never really develop their full independence. I mean, this is a complicated process, Tony, but if we look around, we all know people that have never really been allowed to blossom as a personality, and ironically, often this occurred by someone who was just trying to solve every problem for them as they walk the road of life.
Yeah, we always say, Dr. Braccio, you got to learn how to do this because we're not going to be here, and we don't want you lost out there.
Well, listen, Tony, you're a good parent.
Yeah, well, when you stub your toe 1,000 times, you learn sooner or later.
Look, very good.
All right, Dr. Braccio, enjoy your day.
Same to you, my friend.
Dr.